don't you get a locksmith?
I was going to, but then I found out that the auto club has this free locksmith service, so I signed up. Just waiting for the membership to kick in.
How long has your car been sitting in the Yankee parking lot?
I don't know, about 3 days.
Hello, boys.
Dude, you're not playing golf.
Yes, indeed. Calendar says winter, but the gods of spring are out.
And the course is open?
No. I'm sneaking in with Stan the caddy. We've been going through the caddy's entrance.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else. Stan's advice has transformed my game. He's never wrong. Oh, he thinks eventually I'll have a shot at making it big on the senior tour. Oh, that's my dream, Jerry.
Really? You're getting that good?
Oh, I'm the real deal.
Yeah, here, Stan. In here.
There he is, yeah. Jerry, George, this is Stan the caddy.
How you doing?
Hi. Nice to meet you. Ready to hit the links,
Oh, grandma? Yeah, you betcha. What are those?
Cotton pants?
Yeah, yeah. What, is it too cold out?
Here's what you do. You bring a lightweight jacket. That way the sun comes out, you play the jacket off the sweater.
Oh, that makes sense. It's a good call, Stan.
All right, we'll see you guys later, huh?
Yeah.
Stan the caddy.
Elaine? Hi!
Oh, great. It's the braless wonder. Who does she think she's kidding? Look at her. She's totally out of control.
I was thinking that woman looks like Elaine Bennett.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Just been hanging out. Oh, listen. I'm having a birthday party tomorrow evening. I'd love it if you came by.
Oh, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can.
No?
Yeah, I'm just really, really busy.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you can get me a gift anyway.
George?
Mr. Wilhelm?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Mr. Steinbrenner and I really want you to know we appreciate all the hours you've been putting in.
Oh.
And, confidentially, Sazonko, our assistant to the general manager, hasn't really been working out. And the boss thinks you're the man for the job. So keep it under your hat.
Assistant to the general manager. Do you know what that means? He could be asking my advice on trades. Trades, Jerry. I'm a heartbeat away.
That's a hell of an organization they're running up there. I can't understand why they haven't won a pennant in 15 years.
And it is all because of that car. See, Steinbrenner is like the first guy in at the crack of dawn. He sees my car, he figures I'm the first guy in. Then, the last person to leave is Wilhelm. He sees my car, he figures I'm burning the midnight oil. Between the two of them, they think I'm working an 18-hour day.
Locking your keys in your car is the best career move you ever made.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Better now.
Yeah, what happened?
You know Sue Ellen Mischke?
Sue Ellen Mischke?
Yeah, the woman I grew up with in Maryland. She moved here last year.
Sounds familiar.
The heiress to the O. Henry candy bar fortune.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned her.
Yes, I ran into her today. This woman has never, not once, ever, as long as I have known her, worn a bra.
Oh, that is just shameless. I don't care.
It's wrong. It's rude.
See, she hasn't changed at all. She stole my boyfriend when I was in high school. I was at this party, and I was dating this really cute guy. His name was Tom Cosley, by the way. And she goes walking by in this little floozy outfit, and he follows her right out the door.
She's your Lex Luthor.
The birthday's coming up, see? So I decided to get her a little present.
What are you going to get her?
A very traditional, a very supportive brassiere.
There's nothing subtle about that.
No, I don't know. She might just think it's a gift.
Have I ever bought you a jockstrap as a gift? What the hell are you doing here? Are you supposed to be at work?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of getting out of town with Susan for a few days.
Her parents rebuilt the cabin.
So you're just taking off from work?
Yeah, well, they won't know. I got the car there.
think this is such a good idea with you being on the verge of this big promotion?
My presence in that office can only hurt my chances.
Sue Ellen Mischke to see you.
Sue Ellen Mischke? All right, send her in.
Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
I happen to be in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd stop in and thank you for your lovely gift.
Oh. Welcome. Is anything wrong?
Well, Sue Ellen, it's not a top.
It's a bra. Oh, I know. Thanks again.
This is the life, isn't it, huh, kid?
Want to check out a swap meet?
Yeah, maybe. Where'd you get that?
Oh, it was on the windshield of the car when we came out of that rest stop.
Yo?
Hey, it's George. I need you to do me a favor.
What's going on?
I just remembered. There's this Chinese restaurant out near Yankee Stadium that puts flyers on all the cars.
Yeah, so?
All right, this is what you got to do. I need you to go out to the parking lot of Yankee Stadium, take the flyers off my car.
You know, last time you had me throwing a rye bread up three floors to you. Now you want me to go up to the Bronx, take flyers off your car. Where does it end?
I'll drive the 3 hours each way, 6 hours altogether, and take them off myself.
All right, I'll do it.
Oh.
Hey, what are you up to?
Nothing.
You want to go with me up to the Bronx and see if there's any flyers on George's car?
Sure.
Guess I could have said just about anything there, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, man, look at this mess. You know what's going to happen if they see this? What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Well, we got to get it washed. Oh, the keys are locked inside.
Wait a second.
What are you going to do?
I just snagged the lock with this. There we go.
Oh, this is quite a life I lead here, huh?
Well, George has got to be happy about this.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Kramer, is that woman just wearing a bra?
I got a cut on my head and I banged my shoulder.
I guess I have to bring his car back up to the stadium, if it can make it.
So how did this happen?
He was staring at some woman.
Well, I couldn't help it. You saw what she was wearing.
What woman?
There was this beautiful woman walking down the street wearing just a bra. I can't get that image out of my mind.
Oh, my God.
What?
Was it a tall woman in a black blazer?
Yeah.
Sue Ellen Mischke!
Sue Ellen Mischke!
That's the bra he gave her! She's wearing it as a top! A woman is walking around in broad daylight with nothing but a bra on! She's a menace to society!
Hey, you know, my arm really hurts. Wonder if it's going to affect my golf swing. Oh! I got your message. How's the shoulder?
Yeah, it's my left arm. I can't swing it.
Oh, no, not the left arm.
But what happens if I can't play like I was? What about the tour and all my dreams?
Huh? I got it. Let's sue her.
Sue her?
Yeah, she's loaded. She's the heiress of the old Henry Canty Bar fortune.
No, I can't. I learned my lesson from that coffee company.
Kramer, listen to me. Listen, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Your dreams have been shattered. Somebody's got to be held accountable. Come on, we'll take her for every penny she's got.
What do you think, Stan? Let's go for the green. You know a good lawyer?
So you're driving in the car, you're with your friend, minding your own business. Then what happened?
Well, then we saw this woman, and she was wearing a bra with no top.
No top? She didn't have a top on?
Yeah. So I got distracted, and I crashed the car.
Well, how would you describe this woman? Would you say she was an attractive woman?
Oh, yeah.
So we got an attractive woman, wearing a bra, no top, walking around in broad daylight. She's flouting society's conventions.
She was flouting.
It's totally inappropriate. It's lewd, lascivious, salacious, outrageous.
It was outrageous. And she's the heir to the O. Henry candy bar fortune.
Could you repeat that?
I said she's the heir to the O. Henry candy bar fortune.
O. Henry. That's one of our top-selling candy bars. It's got chocolate, peanuts, nougat. It's delicious. Sprouts. Outstanding. Have you been to a doctor?
No.
Susie? Call Dr. Bison. Set up an appointment for Mr. Kramer. Tell him it's for me.
So what do you think, Jackie? I mean, we got a case?
Like taking candy from a baby.
I think I got it. How about this? How about this? We trade Jim Leyritz and Bernie Williams for Barry Bonds. Huh? What do you think? I'm going to have Griffey and Bonds in the same outfield. Now you got a team.
Oh, George, I'm still worried about this car thing.
Would you stop worrying?
Well, what about the flyers?
Jerry took the flyers off the car. I got the whole thing covered.
Ah, well,
Mr. Steinbrenner, I am very concerned about George Costanza.
How about a good morning?
Oh, yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Willow.
Anyway, his car's in the parking lot. The front end is bashed in, and there's blood in the car, and we can't find him anywhere. Obviously, he was in some sort of a terrible car accident. And trooper that he is, he tried to make it into work, sir.
All right, Willow, listen to me. I want the stadium scoured. He could be bleeding to death in the bullpen.
Yes, sir.
Put everyone on alert. Check all the area hospitals, clinics, shelters. We've got to find that kid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We must find George.
Yes, sir.
Find him, Willow.
Excuse me, do you happen to know the gentleman across the hall?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you know if he'll be back anytime soon?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Is there something I can help you with?
No, I really just needed to speak with him.
Well, you can wait for him in here if you like.
Oh. Well, maybe I will. If you don't mind.
No, no, not at all. I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
What is with these people all day long?
Come in, come in. Oh, Mr. Steinbrenner, you know, we've searched everywhere. There's no sign of him. Not even anyone who remotely fits his description, sir.
Oh, my God. Do you know what this means? Well, help.
What's...
He's dead. Costanza's dead.
No, no, sir. Well, you see, I...
Oh, as quickly as he came here, he's gone. The little guy. Easy. Easy, Big Stein. Get it together. Okay, well,
yes,
find out where his parents live.
Parents.
I'm going to personally notify them. And line up some candidates to fill that assistant to the general manager position.
Yes, sir.
We can't grieve forever.
Right.
We've got to get back to business.
Yes, sir.
Back to business. Yes, sir.
Well, buddy, he's taking the case. Jackie Childs is right on it. Right on it. He's all over it.
Oh, really? Why, what's wrong? Come on.
I don't know. So the woman was walking around in a bra.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no big deal. You're still driving. You should have been watching the road.
Well, your attitude has certainly changed.
I don't think my attitude has changed.
Now, listen, Jerry, I'm going to need you to testify.
Jerry?
Jerry, you've got to testify.
Kramer, I don't think I...
Listen, this is $1 million we're talking about, Jerry. Now, this is the big league, the big time. Now, I need you on my team, Jerry.
Well, I'm just not sure how I feel about it, Kramer.
What's gotten in you? What's happened?
Nothing's happened.
Yuck.
Oh. What's this?
Oh, no, no, no. Wait a second. Wait a second.
Oh, I see. Yes. Little Miss Candy Bar paid a visit, didn't she?
Kramer, it is not what you think.
I know what I think. I think you're gaga over this dame. She's twisted you around her little finger, and now you're willing to sell me and Elaine and whoever else you have to right down the river.
And what about you?
Trying to bilk an innocent bystander out of a family fortune built on sweat and toil, manufacturing quality O. Henry candy bars for honest, hard-working Americans.
You're
just out for sex.
You're just out for money.
Costanza?
Yes?
My name is George Steinbrenner. I'm afraid I have some very sad news about your son.
I can't believe it. He was so young. How could this have happened?
Well, he'd been logging some pretty heavy hours. First one in the morning, last one to leave at night. That kid was a human dynamo.
Are you sure you're talking about George?
You are, Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buna for? He had 30 home runs over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, Buna was a good prospect, no question about it. But my baseball people love Ken Phelps' bat. They kept saying, Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps.
Jerry, it's Frank Costanza. The Steinbrenner's here. George is dead. Call me back.
Hello?
Hey, it's George.
Where have you been?
What?
I just got the most bizarre message from your father.
The Steinbrenner's at your house. They think you're dead.
Dead?
Yeah, and we had an accident with your car. It's a little crumpled.
My car's a little crumpled?
Yeah. I didn't know what to do, so I put it back at the stadium.
Wait a second. They saw the car. They saw the blood. They couldn't find you. That's why Steinbrenner thinks you're dead.
All right, I gotta head back right away. I gotta figure something out here.
Well, you gotta call your parents.
I can't. Steinbrenner might still be there.
Aren't you gonna tell your parents you're still alive?
No. They could use the break.
Elaine, do you see this? Do you see what I'm holding in my hands?
Yeah, it's a bra.
I saw a woman in our hallway wearing one of these as a top. What exquisite beauty. I ran down the hallway to talk to her, but the elevator door closed. It was not to be. Perhaps our paths will cross again someday.
What is this all about?
I want to market this item as a new direction in women's fashion. Oh. We're going to sell this as a top. Here's the angle. Zelda Fitzgerald. Somebody in the 20s. Wearing this at wild parties, driving all the men crazy. Have it on my desk by the end of the week.
Come in.
Is this time, bro?
Is it you?
Yeah.
It's me, sir. It's been a harrowing few days. After the car accident, I crawled into a ditch. I managed to survive on grubs and puddle water until a kindly old gentleman picked me up.
Grubs, huh? Gotta admit, I never tasted one of those.
Anyway, as I was lying in the puddle, I think I may have found a way for us to get Bonds and Griffey, and we wouldn't have to give up that much.
Well, don't tell it to me, George. Tell it to the new assistant of the general manager.
I didn't get the job.
Well, once you were dead, we couldn't just sit on our hands. We gotta make a move. But you still have your old job. Of course, we'll have to dock you by the time you miss. We're running the ball club here. If I give special treatment to you, everyone will want it. Next thing you know, it's chaos. And I can tell you this, chaos does not work for the New York Yankees. Not as long as I'm running the show.
So it was the meeting on the street that prompted you to buy the bra from Ms. Mischke. Would you say that was correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you have also brought with you another bra, exactly like the one that she so flagrantly exhibited herself in.
Yes, that's correct.
What was your golf score the last round you played, before your shoulder was injured?
3 under par.
Ooh, 3 under par. That's what the professionals shoot, isn't it?
Well, if they're lucky.
Well, would you tell this jury exactly what you saw at the corner of 83rd Street in Columbus?
I don't remember.
Well, did you or did you not see the defendant wearing the bra?
I don't know. Maybe.
Mr. Seinfeld, I might remind you that you are under oath. Now I ask you again, did you or did you not see this woman wearing a bra?
All right, I saw her. And she was beautiful in that bra. I'm crazy about her. I love her all free, swinging, freewheeling attitudes.
No further questions, Your Honor.
You may step down.
Well, Raymond, I think we got this wrapped up.
Yeah. What's your read, Stan?
You're close. You're on the green. You just have to go for the cup.
What do you mean?
Have her try on the bra. See if it fits.
No.
Do it, Jackie. Stan's the man.
Stan? Who the hell is Stan?
He's my caddy.
Your caddy? This is a big mistake.
Hey, Your Honor. We request at this time that Ms. Mischke try on the bra.
This court will come to order. Go ahead, Ms. Mischke. Try it on.
It doesn't fit. I can't put it on.
Damn fools. Look at that. We got nothing now. Nothing. I've been practicing law for 25 years. You're listening to a caddy. This is a public humiliation. You can't let the defendant have control of the key piece of evidence. Plus, she's trying it on over a leotard. Of course a bra's not going to fit on over a leotard. A bra's got to fit right up against a person's skin. Like a glove.
Lunch.
No, I don't think so.
Great job on the Gatsby swing top. It's a winner.
Yeah, thanks.
You sure you don't want to go? We have reservations.
Oh, I don't think you'll have any trouble getting a table.
Goodbye.